episode of the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. Holy guacamole, has it been a hot second since I have recorded an episode. I'm sure you guys thought that I fell off the face of the earth or something, because it's literally been since I think July 2020 and now it's January 2021. Like, what the heck? But welcome. If you guys are new here, my name is Julia and I have a YouTube channel. I have an Etsy shop. I have other things that I do with my life, but I also have this podcast, and I have neglected you guys for the past little bit, and I apologize for that, but life has been a little weird for all of us. We all know that, and it's time for season two of the podcast. I thought, what better way to start off 2021 than to bring the podcast back into action. So today's episode is going to be a lot about like New Year's resolutions or visions, is kind of what I call them, and just kind of like a life update. So if you guys are new, like I said, my name is Julia. I am an x-ray tech. Let me pull up my Google document quickly. I am just going to get all sorts of disorganized if I continue to do this without looking at my Google Doc. Anyway, how have you guys been? It has been so long, and I do apologize for the lack of content both on my Instagram and on this podcast platform. I have just been very, very unmotivated to make a podcast, and when I used to upload podcasts, I would get very, very anxious when I would try to record. I don't know what was my deal, but I would. My throat would get really tight, and I just couldn't get the words out. Like, I couldn't get the thoughts out, I guess. So I thought I should take a little bit of a break, and that break turned into 6 months, which is kind of a long time, and like I said, I'm really sorry for taking that long of a break. I did not foresee that it would be that long, but here I am, we're back and we're better. So really not much has changed with my life. I have still been working at the same job, and if you guys don't know what my job is, I work at a clinic as a radiologic technologist. So that means I am an x-ray tech. So I take x-rays. We don't get a lot of x-rays actually during the week. Like, I'll have 0 to 4 x-rays per week, which is outrageously different compared to what I was used to when I was in school. So it's definitely been a different transition working there. But they keep me busy doing other things. I actually handle a lot of data management, and a lot of it is related to our lovely friend COVID. And I also help out in the laboratory doing phlebotomy. So I draw blood, and then I also can do some waived laboratory tests. So I can do like HIV finger sticks, I can do urine pregnancy tests, I can do the urinalysis dipstick. What else? HIV? HIV. I already said that. I can do mono. I can do strep, I can do the flu, and then eventually I think we are getting a COVID rapid test in, so I might be able to do that on an analyzer, but I'm not really sure yet. So if you guys don't know any of the things that I just said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit of a medical terminology nerd. I love things related to that, so you'll hear a lot of that, I'm sure, in future episodes, but yeah, so I still work at that job. I actually was hired on as a full-time tech back in, I think it was October. So when I first started out working there, I just filled in for a maternity leave. So they hired me, it's called per diem. So it's basically like I was full time. So I was working 40 hour weeks, but I wasn't getting benefited. So the way that this facility works is that if you work there for an extended period of time and you're also 40 hours, they either have to cut you down to part-time, so that I think would be like 32 hours or less, or they have to offer you benefits and full-time. So they did offer me full-time, which was really exciting for me. So this is my first big girl job where I have insurance and I can accrue time off and sick leave and all of that. So it's been a really good experience to have fresh out of school. But yeah, I have been liking my job. It's just been a little different with COVID, and I think if COVID weren't a thing, we would be a lot busier, but of course COVID affects things in so many ways. So all I can say is I'm extremely thankful that I have a job and that I'm able to have a steady income. So enough talk about work. I'm sure we're all sick of hearing about work. The other things that I do, like I mentioned, I have my YouTube channel. I have almost 39,000 subscribers, which you guys are amazing. I know a lot of you guys have come from the YouTube channel. So if you, I guess, randomly stumbled across this podcast somehow, some way, you should go over to my YouTube channel and check out my content over there. I do post a lot more frequently over on my YouTube channel just for the fact that it's a little bit more creative for me. Like, I can edit in different ways, but I also really like the podcast for the fact that I can really connect with you guys on like a deeper level, and I can talk to you guys for like an hour straight rather than only 10 minutes in a vlog. So, and then I also have my Etsy shop, which I only sell scrunchies on there at the current time. Eventually, I'd like to start selling stickers, but I don't really know what the best sticker paper to use, so I've just kind of been trying to figure that out, but it's definitely been on the back burner trying to figure out the Cricut machine. But I do have a Cricut Explore Air 2, so if you guys are curious on the machine that I have, that is the one that I have. I like it for the most part. It definitely took me a while to figure out how to accurately use it, but now that I know how to use it, I really like it, but I just need to figure out the correct sticker paper that won't make the ink bleed if it were to get wet. So figure that out. And then also, of course, I have the podcast, which I am planning to do like seasonally. So I'll probably take like a month break. So I'll probably do like 5 months of the podcast and then 1 month break and then pick it back up again. So I'll see how that goes. I don't really want to like promise anything because we all know how life is. Life gets crazy and hectic and things can change in the flip of a switch. So I would like to post one time per week for 5 months straight and do 1 month off, and that will be season 3. So with that, welcome to season 2. If you guys didn't know, if you guys have been on the podcast before, you may have noticed there is a new logo. So I redesigned the entire logo for the podcast and I am in love with it. It took me a good day to draw out the logo, and I've also put it on merch. Yay! So you can get the new logo on a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a long sleeve, a crew neck, and also there are stickers. So that merch is linked in every single podcast show notes. So if you scroll down on your app that you listen to this podcast on, you can read through the show notes, and the URL is teespring.com. So if you'd like to support the Unsocial Butterfly merchandise, that would mean the absolute world to me. I haven't gotten my crew neck in yet, but I think it's in the process of printing. So I am so excited to get it and to wear the new little baby logo. Also, if you guys are new here and you're curious as to why I chose the name Unsocial Butterfly, that is due to the fact that A, it's ironic that I actually am afraid of butterflies. They are the most beautiful creatures ever. Like, they're so gorgeous, but I'm terrified of them. I don't want them landing on me. I don't want them touching me. I don't want them flying at me. Just period. Just bugs are scary. Flying objects scare me, and I'm dramatic, but it's true. I can't help my irrational fears. It's something that we can't help, but I went to Butterfly Wonderland in Arizona with my mom, and it was super, super hot and humid in there, and I was wearing a freaking sweater. And a butterfly that was literally like the size of my hand landed on my back, and my cousin was like, "There's a butterfly on you!" And I freaked out and I screamed and I ran out of there and I had a panic attack. And again, very, very dramatic, but it happened. It's done and over with. And now I have an irrational fear of butterflies. And I think one of the huge reasons that I'm afraid of bugs and flying objects is due to the fact that when I was little, I was over at a friend's house and we were catching dragonflies and like ladybugs and all these things with a net. And I think one of them got stuck in the net or something, and I was trying to get it out and the dragonfly flew up and landed on my shirt. So if you look down at your chest right now, imagine a big, huge dragonfly stuck to your shirt and you're like 6 years old. Yeah, I freaked out and I'm scarred now. So I think that's kind of the stem of my fear of flying insects. But when I was about to start this podcast, I was so clueless as to what to name it, and my mom played a huge role in helping me play it, and she was like, "How about the Social Butterfly?" And I'm like, more like Unsocial Butterfly, because if you know me, I am extremely shy. I love being around my really good friends and my family and people who I know really well, but once you put me into a social situation, I like shut down and I'm super awkward and shy and extremely unsocial. Like, I would just rather hang out with myself and my dogs and call it a night than to be in a social situation. So that's kind of the background of why the podcast is named what it is. So welcome. I'm really happy to have you here. If you've been here before or if you're new, it's very exciting to have new listeners, and I'm excited to have you here. So with my podcast, I haven't really decided what I want to do for like the intro and everything, because obviously I won't have a ton of life updates from week to week. And I know a lot of people do like a favorite product or a favorite quote or things like that in the beginning of their episodes. And I'm so uncreative and I have no ideas of what to do. So if you guys have any ideas, you can always feel free to message me over on the Unsocial Butterfly Podcast Instagram. It's linked in the show notes again. So if you guys want to go give that a follow, or if you just want to stay active with me over on there, you can give me a follow there. You can also follow my personal Instagram, which is at Julia Christine K. Again, linked in the show notes. My middle name is spelled kind of weird. So if you ever do have any ideas of things that you'd like to hear in the beginning, I am totally open to hearing your guys' ideas and feedback. I want to make this a really interactive podcast and hear from you guys a ton. And I want to make and create things that you guys want to listen to. There's nothing worse than a creator who doesn't really listen to their followers' opinions, I guess. And of course, like, we all have our own creative freedom, but I would like to put out content that you guys want to listen to, of course. So with this episode, I don't really have any ideas for the intro, but if you guys do have any ideas, feel free to message me. So today's episode might kind of be a short one, just kind of getting back into the swing of things and whatnot, but I just basically wanted to do like an update episode, kind of talking about my 2021 goals or visions, and talk a little bit about burnout, because I went through a really big kind of episode, I guess, of burnout really recently. So I'll give a little update on that as well. So like I said earlier, here's a little life catch up, but I'm still working at the clinic that I was talking about. I also moved into an apartment with my boyfriend Cole, and we've been living here for 3 months and it's been pretty good. If you guys follow me over on my YouTube channel, you might know about the horror saga that we had when we moved in. Basically, long story short, the guy who lived here before us fried a lot of fish and there was a coating of oil covering everything in the kitchen. Like, I do not know what this man did in here, but it's like all over the floors. I had to take a knife and like scrape the oil droppings off of the laminate flooring, and we had to get the microwave completely replaced because he must have had the fan on when he would cook his fish and the oil particles would get sucked up into the fan, and then the spinning fan rotor was caked in orange grease. Like, I personally took the microwave apart with my mom and my dad, and it was so gross. I literally can't even smell the Dawn dish soap green apple scent without thinking of that grease, because we literally, I think I used like 2 full bottles. I'm exaggerating, but I think I used a ton of Dawn dish soap in my kitchen just trying to get it to smell better, but it literally smelled like rancid cooking oil. It was freaking horrible. And yeah, definitely don't let apartment companies take advantage of you, because they sure as hell do. And they will take advantage of young people, especially because most young people won't stand up for themselves. And yeah, it's a really unfortunate situation, but we're past that, and I absolutely love my apartment now. I'm really liking how everything is turning out. And really the only things left that we have to kind of complete is to get a coffee table and get a headboard. And then I think pretty much everything is finalized. We don't really have a ton of stuff up on the walls, but that isn't one of my priorities. But yeah, eventually I will be doing an apartment tour. I do have an unfurnished apartment tour live over on my YouTube channel, so if you'd like to watch that, you can head on over there once you're finished listening to this episode or whatever. I feel like my decor sense of taste and style is super typical of a normal gal my age, but I like it and I'm happy with how it's turning out. So yes, we have moved into an apartment and it's been pretty good living together. Cole works from home, so he is here a lot, but thankfully we do have our own like separate spaces because it is a 2-bedroom. So he games and streams a lot on his computers, so he can shut the office door and like have his own little space. And then I can go in the living room or the bedroom or just do whatever, and we can kind of have our own space. And yeah, it's been fun. Of course, with COVID, we haven't been able to really have anyone over, but eventually we'll start to get people over once the vaccine comes out and people are getting vaccinated and whatnot. But I'm not going to go into too much detail about that because that's a touchy subject for a lot of people, and that's not what this episode is about. So anyway, also with moving in here, I was under a lot of stress back in September. That's when we moved in, kind of like mid-September. And I actually had an episode of an ocular migraine, so I couldn't see out of my right eye, and I had issues seeing myself in the mirror. It lasted about 40 minutes, and it was really scary. I wasn't sure if I had like a brain tumor or if my retina was detaching. So eventually I went in and I had an MRI, and that was clear, and then I went into the eye doctor, and she dilated my eyes and everything. And everything was okay with that. So basically my primary care doctor associated it with stress and anxiety. I did just want to pop in here and say that this is a little bit of a trigger warning, and I did just want to say if you do suffer with anxiety or depression, I will be talking about that here in a moment. So if you'd like to fast forward, this is your time. You can skip about 20 to 30 seconds ahead. I have struggled my entire life with anxiety, and recently I have felt extremely like seasonally sad, like seasonal affective disorder. And I decided I didn't want to live like this anymore, and I wanted to get some help for it. We're getting really personal in this episode, but that's okay. That's what the podcast is for. It's a smaller platform, and I want to basically just show you guys that I am a normal ass person, and I struggle with issues that everyone struggles with. So yeah, I do struggle with anxiety and depression, and I ended up getting on a medication for it. And so I've been adjusting to that, and it's been going pretty well. It's been different. And I actually have like a follow-up appointment tomorrow, so I'll see how that goes and whatnot. But yeah, so if you take anything away from that and you are struggling to just know you're not alone, and if you do feel that you need to get help, you definitely should do so. Seek medical attention from your provider. You can talk to someone you trust, whether that's your parents or your friends or an instructor or something along those lines, because you don't need to live that way. And just know that you are not alone. I am always here to listen or be someone that you can reach out to. If you do feel like you need help, I can try to help you find those resources. And I just want to be here for you guys, because I know that a lot of people can struggle with having somebody and having a resource to advocate for them. So if you do need someone to reach out to, my DMs are always open. So with that, I've just been kind of feeling a little off of my typical routine, I guess. Once I graduated from school and I didn't have like a purpose, I guess, anymore, like I didn't have an end goal in sight anymore, I felt really strange, and it was just an odd sensation to have and to not have anything to work toward. So I thought I was kind of like crazy when I felt that way. Like I felt like I needed to be doing my homework and studying for tests and doing all of that. And obviously, we don't want to be studying for our entire lives, but I just felt like weird not having anything to do with that. And I mentioned something, and a lot of people were like, I went through that too once I graduated college. So it was really nice to know that I'm not alone in feeling that way, but I still wanted to do something about it and to try to get myself to feel motivated again, because I started to go on a slump and a downhill slide of not feeling like confident and motivated to put out YouTube videos. Like everything I would create, I just hated, and I just didn't like that, because I've been doing YouTube for like 4 years, 5 years, something like that. I don't know. I think it's been 4 years, and I just didn't want to give up all of that energy and time and dedication that I put into it just for the mere fact that I didn't have motivation. It's like, come on, girl, get your head in the game. Zac Efron. But anyway, so I bought a planner, and I've been trying to organize my life again, and I'm one of those people who has to have everything written out. I am such a type A person. I am very, very, very overly organized. I have a set schedule and routine typically when it comes to like cleaning, not so much like cooking and stuff like that, because I freaking hate cooking. If you can teach me how to cook, that would be fantastic. But I just felt so off. So I purchased a day designer and I've been trying to use it kind of for like financial planning and then also for like my doctor's appointments and YouTube, just social media in general, and keeping all of that organized and keeping my work life out of it. I didn't want a planner where I have all of my work hours and all of that written down because I literally work 8 to 5 every single day. Nothing's different. The only thing that would be different is if I had a day off or it was a holiday or something. So I wanted to have a planner where I just had my personal life and not my work life involved, because I've really been struggling trying to figure out a balance between 40-hour work weeks and then having those days where I am able to relax and do my side hustles and my hobbies and just enjoy my time where I'm not focused on work. So I am really curious to know if any of you guys feel that way, like if you come home after working, and I saw a TikTok about this and somebody was like, I feel like I work an 8-hour day and then I come home, eat, blink once, and I'm back at work. And that's how I feel most of my days go. Like, I feel like my life is on fast forward and like I'm living every single day the exact same. And I know a lot of us probably feel that way just due to the pandemic and being quarantined or distanced from people. And it's not normal for us to live that way. And it isn't permanent, of course. And it's hard to tell yourself that. But yeah, it's just been a different experience trying to organize all of this in my head. Because like I said, I am a very type A planning type of gal. So it's just been very interesting. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you guys struggle with that too? Like, do you feel like you come home and don't do anything and then you're back at work the next day? And I feel like my weekends go so fast. Like, we had a 3-day weekend this weekend and I feel like it was one day long. It's just crazy. And I feel like I need to slow down my life a little bit, but I just don't know how. So I'm hoping kind of getting reorganized and in a good headspace will hopefully help me out a little bit. So that's kind of how I've been feeling, a little life catch up, a complaining session, if you will. So that's everything that I wanted to talk about for that. So we can get into the main content now and kind of how I mentioned my 2021 visions. It's hard to say 2021 now, but with goals and visions, I'm sure you guys have heard a ton of people talk about how they should be SMART goals, and that's in air quotes, SMART, meaning specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So basically, in my mind, I see that goals should be achievable, meaning that they shouldn't be unrealistic, like, I should own a Tesla by next week. Like, obviously, that is not achievable for a majority of people, so I wouldn't put something like that down. Not that I would even want a Tesla. Oh, I was gonna say, I also purchased a new car. That's something exciting that happened in the past little while since I have last recorded an episode. I got my dream car, if you will. It was a 21 Kia Telluride. So I love her. She's beautiful. Very, very happy. And that was one of my visions that I wrote for 2020. And I'll talk about how I wrote that goal down and how I ended up achieving it. So I actually saw one of these methods on TikTok. So we'll talk about that here in a second. But back to creating goals that are achievable and also attainable. So meaning you can see yourself completing that goal within the next year. So of course, 365 days we only have to set these goals for. You can set your 5-year goals, but what I do is just do yearly goals or half of a year. And they also have to be realistic, of course, but also numerical. So I like to write either a number amount that I can see written down, like this is my goal, and also a date. So you could set your goal as, I want to do this by December 29th of 2021. I mean, you could write the date or you could write your age. So that is what I do. I kind of speak it into existence or manifest it if you are into that. I do believe in manifestation to an extent, and I'll talk about that here in a second. So basically, I saw a TikTok where this girl had a giant board of goals that she had written out, and she writes them in a way that they are already occurring or they can occur by a certain point of her life. So for an example, I am grateful to inspire 75,000 people on YouTube at age 25. So that gives me a whole year to grow on that goal. And I'm also speaking out into existence that I am inspiring that many people at that age. So of course, I don't have 75,000 subscribers, but that example is how I write my goals. And I call them visions just because of that TikTok that I saw. But I actually did reach my goals that I wrote out in that way. And you are more likely to achieve your goal by just putting it out on paper, because you're going to be more motivated and more driven to complete that goal if it's not just up in your head. And if you actually physically write it down and you have a process written in place to achieve that goal. So, being said, I wanted to go over just a few small goals that I have. I usually don't set like a huge goal list just for the fact that it's kind of overwhelming for me to sit down and try to change 75 aspects of my life in 1 year. Like, that's just not realistic at all. So I usually do things that I'm already working toward and I just want to improve on. So for example, my number one goal is to have growth on YouTube, and like I said, I want to reach 75,000 subscribers. So currently, like I said, I have 39,000 almost, and I think that's pretty achievable. If I work hard, if I post 2 times on YouTube per week, I feel like that is definitely an achievable goal. Next one is I would like to have 1,000 sales on my Etsy shop. Currently, I have almost 500 sales, so I think if I'm dreaming big here, 1,000 sales seems pretty realistic to me. Number 3, I would like to have 10,000 on Instagram. Hopefully, I'm at around 6,400, I think. And I think 10,000 would be a good number. Again, none of these numbers matter. These are just goals that I have written down. Of course, having a social media following means nothing in the real world, really. It just is a number. But I just think it'd be cool to have that, and that's a goal I would like to strive toward. It is nothing serious, but yes, that is a goal. My next one is to learn CT and MRI, hopefully by next December. So with that, I would have to train into the modalities. So I would have to completely learn 2 new modalities. And then eventually I think I would be filling a position that would be like a travel tech position. So I have to weigh a lot of pros and cons with that and really think about taking that route and how my life would change if I were to take that route. So that isn't really one that is like set in stone. And of course, if I have to bump it over to 2022, that could happen too. But yeah, I'd just like to start to learn something new. I'm one of those people who constantly likes to learn something and grow and educate myself, I guess. So learning CT and MRI would be a big step for my career as well. So we'll see. I would have to leave my current position if I were to learn CT and MRI. So that is a con, but we'll see. Follow me along on YouTube if you'd like to stay up to date with that journey. And then I would also like to do some form of exercise at least 1 to 2 times a week. So I really love to spin, but of course the spin studios are either at lowered capacity or you have to wear a mask and things like that. So of course I don't want to expose anyone and I don't want them to expose me. So I haven't gone to spin in over a year, which is sad, but I really like going, and my parents thankfully have a spin bike in their basement, so I can use their spin bike, and I'm like a 2-minute drive from them, so it's really nice that I'm so close. And then another workout that I've seen like blowing up on TikTok is the incline treadmill workout. So I don't know the specific numbers. I can try to link it down below or something, but you walk on like an 11 incline for like a half an hour at a certain speed. So apparently a lot of people have seen a lot of success with it. So we'll see. I'm gonna try that here in the next few weeks, of course, but I definitely need to start exercising. I think it would be really good for my mental health as well. Just the fact that the sun sets so early in the wintertime, it does get really kind of saddening to live in the dark for half of the day. So anyway, other things to note, I would also like to start being a little bit more social in my hometown. So a lot of my friends either live in different states or they're friends through the internet. So I do get a lot of like socialization with you guys, of course, and talking on Instagram and stuff, or doing live streams, stuff like that. But of course, I don't have you guys like physically to hang out with, and that's what's hard. But I do have a friend that just moved back to the area that I live in. So hopefully once the pandemic kind of resolves itself or moves on to the next phase, hopefully I'll be able to meet some new people and open up my social circle, because like I said, I am a very shy person and it has definitely affected myself with making friendships. And I've always been like a very introverted and reserved person. So that is one thing I would love to work on towards this year, is just becoming a more open-minded and positive person when it comes to meeting new people and seeing the good in people, because sometimes I could be a really big pessimist in the past and carrying things over from like what I've heard and things like that. Like, we're all human and things happen, but I just don't want to continue living my life that way. That's just a sad way to live. So I would like to improve on my mental health in general this year, and that is one way that I would like to do it. So those are all the goals I really have. Again, like, I don't really make a ton of goals, just for the fact that a lot of us don't complete them. And I think that's a sad thing to do, like to write down a bunch of things that we eventually don't get to check off. I'm such a person that loves to write to-do lists, and being able to check off that box is half of the joy for me. Like, it is kind of a motivator for me to get things done just by writing it down. So if any of you wrote down goals or visions or things that you would like to improve on this year, I wish you the best of luck, and I'm always here to talk about them. I know it's hard to go through like a fitness journey, for example, alone. So we can all kind of be little accountability buddies for each other, because it is hard to do things alone. So you are not alone in your journeys of reaching your goals. So with that, I don't really have anything else written down to talk about for this episode. I know this one was kind of a mid-length episode. It wasn't as long as some people enjoy them to be, but I do really appreciate you guys again for just sticking this out with me and being so patient and understanding that I took this long of a break, but we're back and I am very thankful for you guys. So again, if you guys want to follow me over on the Unsocial Butterfly podcast Instagram, you definitely should do so, so you don't miss out on any polls that I do. I do a lot of like stories where I get your guys' feedback. So if you have topic ideas, or sometimes I'll do like little question Q&A type of episodes where you guys can interact with me that way, definitely follow me over there so you don't miss out on that. Also, I do have a way for you guys to leave like a voice message for episodes. So in the future, if you do want to hear yourself on an episode, I think that's so cool to be able to include your guys's voices in the podcast. It's just super cool. And like I mentioned, I do want this to be a really interactive podcast. I just really enjoy podcasts like that. So if you do want to do that, I will leave the link for that in the show notes as well. Also, one side note for a goal, I do want to get a dog this year, but of course it's hard to work full time and to live in an apartment, so maybe I'll get a dog this year. I'm constantly looking at the shelter pages, but we'll see. It's a lot of work, and I don't know if I'm quite ready for all of that work and commitment, but that's a goal. All right, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this episode. You guys truly mean the world to me, and this little family that we have is literally the best. You guys are so supportive of me and so supportive of each other as well. So I appreciate you guys. So happy new year. I hope for this one to be a better one, and I'm thinking of all of you guys this year. So this is Julia signing off for this week's episode. I will talk to you guys next week.